until we meet again.
This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy. We'll be talking to you again real soon here as we put the wraps on our morning session. And a word of the wise, if you're commuting, we understand that fog is really settling, especially in the ridges, so be careful today. It's foggy in 33 at WRCO-FM Richland Center. The 9 o'clock update is sponsored by Pamela's Fine Jewelry, enhancing the relationships with those you love. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. So, will Donald Trump be the Republican nominee for president in November? He easily won New Hampshire's GOP primary yesterday, though he pummeled rival Nikki Haley afterwards for staying in the race.
She didn't win. She lost.
Some voters in New Hampshire, though, are raising questions about Donald Trump. The AP's Norman Hall has this.
AP Votecast, a sweeping survey of New Hampshire's voters, finds that Republicans have slightly more doubts about former President Donald Trump than Iowans reported. About half of New Hampshire's GOP voters said they were very or somewhat concerned that former President Trump is too extreme to win the general election. Only about one-third said the same about rival Nikki Haley. Regarding Trump's criminal indictments, about one-third of GOP participants in New Hampshire believe the former president has done something illegal related to his alleged attempt to interfere in the vote count in the 2020 presidential election, his role in what happened at the U.S. Capitol on January 6, 2021, or the classified documents found at his Florida home after he left the White House. AP Votecast uses a combination of mail, phone, and online research to gauge voter concerns. I'm Norman Hall.
President Biden will be at a United Auto Workers political convention in Washington today after winning the New Hampshire Democratic primary yesterday. He's looking for blue-collar support in critical states. Russia says it was flying 65 Ukrainian POWs to a prisoner exchange when the military plane carrying them was shot down by Ukraine, say the Russians. Ukraine is saying only that it's looking into the plane crash. There were a total of 74 people on board. In Gaza, Doctors Without Borders says its staff is trapped inside a hospital with hundreds of patients because of the fighting in the city of Khan Yunis. This is AP News. Now to a homeless ministry in Ohio. The AP's Ed Donahue has this story.
A pastor in a small city in Ohio are tussling over the legality of his 24/7 homeless ministry. 18 criminal charges have been filed in Bryan, Ohio against Dad's Place church pastor Chris Avell. He opened up his church for people needing shelter.
It was quite shocking, I'd say, and humiliating.
Avell is accused of violating the zoning ordinance, lacking proper kitchen and laundry facilities, and had unsafe exits and inadequate ventilation. He is suing.
My faith requires we sit down at the table as friends and work out things between one another. And if that can't happen, we take those next steps.
The city's attorney says they continue to be interested in any business, any church, any entity complying with local and state law. The city says reports of inappropriate activity at the church began to increase back in May. I'm Ed Donahue.
I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Good morning, this is Pamela at Pamela's Fine Jewelry in beautiful downtown Spring Green. Hope you all are staying warm and safe with all the snow. Stop by and take a look at beautiful jewelry for any upcoming special event. May it be an anniversary or birthday or an upcoming Valentine's Day. Beautiful jewelry at Pamela's in beautiful downtown Spring Green.
You work hard. Making the right choice for lunch isn't hard. The Phoenix Center opens at 10 Monday through Sunday with all of your lunchtime favorites, burgers, salads, terrific appetizers, specialty sandwiches, wraps, and more. Easy in, easy out. The Phoenix Center is the perfect way to break up the day. Can't get away for lunch? Let the team at the Phoenix Center serve you a great meal tonight, including the world-famous Phoenix Center Pizza. Or call ahead, 649-7469 for carryouts. From the Phoenix Center in Richland Center. Today's forecast calls for a high of 36, areas of drizzle by late morning, fog and scattered drizzle tonight, a low of 32. Kind of sounds like a broken record, right? A high of 38 Thursday with light rain and cloudy and mild Friday. But wait, maybe Saturday there could be a few breaks of sun on Sunday as well. Dense fog advisory is now expired. That doesn't mean it's not foggy. In some of the areas, especially the higher elevations, have some fog issues today. We're at 33 degrees in Richland Center.
Time to celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Cohasson Bus Richland Center is currently seeking applicants for full-time daily school bus routes. Starting wage is $20.50 per hour. Paid training is available along with a $1,500 sign-on bonus. It's an excellent opportunity for college students, retirees, and stay-at-home parents. You can bring your kids to work with you. If you enjoy working with children and have a positive attitude, this is an excellent career for you. To apply, call 647-4446 or stop by the Richland Center Cohasson Terminal off Highway 14 behind Center Lodge.
Hello, this is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today at 960-7757 to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream. Experience the difference at the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency, not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Some of the great deals this month include buy three Ace brand furnace filters and get the fourth one free. Also, Ace duct tape 10-yard roll, regular $2.99, now $1.99. And don't forget the birds. We have many deals on suet cakes and certain types of bird seed. So stop in Richland Center, Muscadet, or Ace of La Crosse to see these sales and many others. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
On our morning show from WRCO, we're here to talk about St. Mary's School and all the great things that are going on there today. We have some very fine eighth graders in the studio with us, and the principal, Stacia Colstead, is here as well. Has it been a good school year so far, Stacia?
It has. I think we say this every year. It's been incredibly fast, but it's been fun. You know, we kind of thought about our themes at the beginning of the year, and it was building our kids as leaders and with hands-on learning and read-alouds, and those are fun things and engaging things, and so it's just been a great year.
I was worried about you that you might not make it with a delay in school today or something, but you're on time.
Here we are. I set my alarm early to wait for that text just in case, but we had a plan. We had a plan to get these kids here because this is it's a nice place to be.
Well, that's great. Awesome. And you're just ahead of Catholic Schools Week, which starts officially, what, Sunday?
It officially starts on Sunday. I think most kids would say it's about their favorite week of the school year. So we start with Sunday with a Mass at 10:30, and the kids are invited to sing. And the Knights of Columbus have their famous pancake breakfast from 9 to 12 that anyone is invited to. And so we're thankful for that. The kids help them out, and they use it, and they support our school with it. So it's a great way to start the week.
It is. And every year you do some special things during the week that all the classes are involved in, don't you?
We do. And that's kind of our goal, is as we think about the week, how can we get everyone involved? How can we think about everyone's different interests? And then just really celebrate what we have as a school and a school family, extending from our teachers to our students to our parents. So we have a number of dress days this week coming up, and Monday is Class Unity Day, which is one of my favorite days because every class picks their favorite theme, like a theme, and that class dresses up as that. So can we ask the eighth graders what they're dressing up?
Yeah,
they
what
have
are
a
they
brilliant
dressing
theme this year.
Huh, okay. Well, in the studio with us, Juliet Hall, Aubrey Colstead, and George Lobmeyer. So who should we ask? Okay. We'll ask Aubrey.
Our dress day on Monday is we are going to be Quick Trip workers. So we're going to be wearing black pants and a blue shirt, and we're going to have name tags. And I think before school at like 7:15, we're going to meet at Quick Trip, and we're going to all get like food there. We might bring in some donuts or coffee for the teachers. And yeah.
That's awesome. So I think Quick Trip probably owes you for that good advertising. Maybe you'll get some deals.
Maybe, hopefully.
I hope so, too. What are some of the other days next week, Juliet?
We have a Dress to Impress Day, where we dress super fancy. And we also have Class Color Day. So each class has their own separate color. And then the eighth graders have tie-dye, because they're the highest of the school and all of the colors combined. So, yeah.
Sounds like a fun one. George, do you have a favorite of all those days?
I'd actually say my favorite would be Class Color Day, because this year I'm actually going to not try to embarrass myself with my shirt, because it's a Sonic the Hedgehog tie-dye shirt.
Oh, wow. I like tie-dye personally, so that's good. Yeah. Do you have to do a flurry of activity and try to get your shirts tie-dyed then, or do you actually own some?
We might have to meet at one of our houses and tie-dye shirts together or something
and
fun.
And make them.
Yeah.
Well, it sounds like a great week of activity. Stacia, what are the numbers like? Good numbers for the school for enrollment?
Yeah, we are. We're usually about in the 160s, high 160s, and that's where we're at this year. And so we have full classes, especially in the younger grades. But it's just nice and a good size for the staff we have. And in the last couple of years, we hired some aides just to help out and have a better student-teacher ratio, and so we're the same this year.
I know that the students have recorded some ads, which we'll be playing next week, but those are always fun, where you kind of co-opt the older students with the younger students, right?
Yes, I always say that's probably my favorite thing about our school, is having our older students work with our younger students. So we do have those ads, and Bo was so great to come over and record them and send them to me, so then we play them on our announcements and are able to send them to the parents as well, so they can hear them and kind of have that. But yeah, it's a nice way for them to work together. And you know, there's 4Kers that get a little script and they have to practice, and it's a good way to show our school and what our students do.
Do the older students typically mentor the students through the year then?
They have, yes. Our kind of traditional model is we always had kindergarten and eighth grade buddies, and that's a very special thing. You know, all of these kids can tell you who their eighth grade buddy was, and a lot of times the seniors will come back and they'll see their kindergarten buddies who would be in fourth grade now. But we've kind of expanded that more recently with more partnerships within the class. For instance, this year, one of our main goals was on focusing on just the love of reading and having a lot of opportunity for read-alouds, which paired very naturally with having our older students read with our younger kids. Whether they're being read to, or the younger students who are learning to read can read to the older ones. So now all the classes are paired with another class in the school, and they get that time to be together and read and sometimes have hot chocolate or have a little recess afterwards. And so that's been really fun.
So do you have a certain time set aside during the day to do some reading?
Absolutely. We don't have a assigned time as a school, but what's worked well with the buddy classes is those teachers are able to coordinate their schedules and find a time that works kind of mutually beneficial. So we leave it up to the classroom teachers for that.
Tell me about your staff. You have quite a few that have been there for a few years, don't you?
We do. Yeah, I haven't had a lot of turnover lately, but we have a teacher in every class from 3K to 8th grade. We offer specials. Our computers teacher has been there for a while. I have a new Spanish teacher this year and a new Phi-Ed teacher this year, and they've been fantastic. Our music and art and library staff, they're the same. But so it's really a family that we have there that who works together. And so every year we get a couple of new ones and can welcome them in.
3Kers, that's got to be fun to be around that class.
It is really fun to be in there. Now, I don't know if I'm cut out to be in there for 8 hours a day, but I enjoy them, and I'm so thankful we have amazing staff that is just right up their alley and what they're good at.
So do the 3Kers stay the whole day, or are they half days, or how does it work?
They have options. So in our preschool, the 3Kers can come anywhere from 2 to 5 days. We really just try to help parents meet their needs. We have some kids that are half days, and they'll leave after lunch. Some kids stay there the whole day, and they're there 5 days a week, and it's kind of a nice daycare option for families. It's daycare plus, right? We have, you know, a curriculum and other things they do. So we try to be flexible. So, yeah, some we see 2 days a week, some 5.
Interesting. And then you have the all the way through the kindergarten classes, and you've got a large kindergarten class too, I understand.
We do a large kindergarten class, first, second, fourth. Yeah, they're good sizes, all the way up to eighth grade with these lovely students I have with me today.
Seems like only yesterday they were the ones in the lower level, right?
It does. This is actually the class. They were our first 3K class. So in about 2015, we did the addition, added on preschool. And so these were the originals. It's their 11th year in the building for a majority of the eighth grade class. So they think they're very special because of that.
Well, they should. That's pretty amazing that they've survived that. Do you have any video and pictures of, you know, their pre-K class?
We do. We were just talking about, I think they dressed up as mice for a spring program in 3K. So we have some really cute pictures. And of course, Mrs. Tidrick was their teacher. So we said at the end of the year, we need a picture of them with Mrs. Tidrick now that they're in eighth grade.
Do you actually have an eighth grade graduation then at St. Mary?
We do. I am dreading it this year because my daughter is in eighth grade. But that's, close to the end of the year. We have a mass and a nice little reception after to celebrate.
So that sounds good. Well, let's put some of these students on the spot a little bit.
Please
more.
Please do.
Let's talk first of all to Aubrey Kolstad. Aubrey, do you remember those days, your first days at St. Mary, or is it kind of a blur?
It's kind of a blur. I don't really remember it that well, but I remember like a lot of my classmates being in the 3K class with me, and then like they're still with me 11 years later, I guess, in eighth grade. So it's kind of cool.
The other thing I was going to ask you about those early days, do you remember a student that mentored you when you were just a youngster?
When I was in kindergarten, my eighth grade buddy was Kayla Wanless. I remember her. I guess I didn't really talk to like the older kids that much, but.
But you remember that. Now you've got the opportunity to do the same. So that's got to be rewarding, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very fun.
What's your favorite part of Catholic school?
My favorite part is the volleyball games that we play on Friday. So 5th grade through 8th grade will play volleyball. The 8th graders will go against the 5th graders, and the 6th and 7th graders will play. And then the winners of those two will play, and then the winner of that game will play against the teachers at the end. Ooh. And then all of the younger grades will be like rooting for a team that they pick. So like the kindergartners will be rooting for us, and they'll make signs, and they'll pick our name and stuff. They'll have like a mascot, and that's always really fun on Friday.
Does everybody root for you against the teachers then, or how does that work? Or do some root for the teachers too?
I'm sure some probably root for the teachers, probably most of them, but some of them will root for whoever wins.
So you mentioned volleyball. Do you have a volleyball team at St. Mary's?
We do, 5th and 6th graders and 7th and 8th grade.
How did you do this year?
We did pretty good. We lost like two or three maybe.
Okay.
Yeah.
But enjoyable. Then did you have a basketball team?
The 5th and 6th graders have a basketball team this year. The 7th and 8th graders, there wasn't enough girls to play in 7th and 8th grade, but I'm actually playing on the public school team on the 8th graders because there wasn't enough on our team. So then if we wanted to, we could go to the other
school. Oh, okay. School. That works out well. So you could go to Richland and play there. Mm-hmm. And how's that season going?
We're good. We haven't lost a game. We're undefeated. But we've only played 2 games so far.
Well, that's good. That's a good winning percentage, though.
Yeah.
Well, keep up the good work. We'll look forward to seeing that and maybe calling those games in the future as well. What are some other interests you have at school, Aubrey?
We have a new program called Sea Perch, where actually all the 8th graders are in this year. And it's just like we build underwater robots and go to a competition in March, and it's very fun.
Oh, that's awesome. So you're working on the robot right now then?
Yeah, we are. We're working on it at school right now, actually. We like go over to the commons, and we have to like do a certain amount of tasks with it, and we have to like test the buoyancy, and
So where do you submerge this particular robot at? Do you have a tub of water or what?
We have a tub of water actually in our shed where sometimes people will come out and do it. Otherwise, we will like rent out a pool at a hotel or something and we can use that.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah.
Have you had some failures though where it's sunk to the bottom of the sea?
Yeah, we've had to like learn a lot from it and like revise a lot and it's sometimes very challenging.
Yeah, I bet it is. That competition is coming up then.
Yeah, it's in March, March 17th.
Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
We'll look forward to seeing how that comes out. Let's bring on Juliet Hall. We'll go right around the room. Good morning, Juliet.
Good morning.
Good to have you on the radio here.
It's good to be here.
What are some of the things that you like about St. Mary's School?
I just love the community we have. Everyone is so nice to each other. And again, me being there for 11 years, I've learned so much. And I love the family that we have. And it's just really fun.
Do you remember a student that mentored you when you were a youngster?
My eighth grade buddy when I was in kindergarten was Abigail Renish, and her mom is actually my dance teacher.
Okay.
But yeah, I remember her a lot, and she was great.
Great. Does it seem like those 11 years have gone by quickly?
Yes. It has gone by so fast, and I can't believe I'm an eighth grader, but it's been a great learning experience, and I'm glad I could go to St. Mary's for as long as I could.
Have a lot of your classmates been there with you for all 11 years?
Yeah, we've gained a few, and we've also lost a few, but we have most of the originals still.
Do you play sports?
Mm-hmm. I did volleyball this year, and Aubrey already mentioned some of the things that we did in volleyball. Yeah, it was really fun, and I loved our coaches this year, too.
And looking forward to softball as well, right?
Oh, yeah, I love softball.
Mm-hmm. That'll be coming up. That's not a St. Mary's thing, though. Is it, or do you have a team?
No, that's not through St. Mary's.
Just playing youth softball then. Okay, very good. Are you involved with the Sea Perch project too?
Yes, this is my second year in Sea Perch. It's been a great learning experience. I've learned how to solder. I didn't really know much about building, but I like measured stuff. I soldered. I cut PVC. I like tested buoyancy, which obviously I've never done before. But yeah. I've had a lot of fun with it.
Those are some life skills. Mm-hmm. You know, you might have to solder something somewhere down the line, right?
Yeah.
You never know. How did it go last year then with your competition, with your Sea Perch project?
It was good. We had some trouble with our motors, but it was just really figuring out everything. It was our first year. We didn't really know what to expect going into the competition, but we had a lot of fun, and I'm glad I'm doing it again this year.
Great. And what does Catholic Schools Week mean to you? Do you have a favorite thing or?
Oh, I love the dress days because everybody just gets so excited and we all compete for the spirit stick at the end of the week, which means like a big like stick that one of the classes wins for like the most spirit, like the best dressed or like just fun things that they get themselves involved to in the school.
Well, good luck with that. And
right now,
do the eighth graders always win it then, Stacia, or not?
They do not. Currently, this class did win it last year as seventh grade, and I think they've won it a few other years in the past. So they are a formidable opponent, but there's some other classes that are really gearing up for it this year.
All right. There's a challenge. Mm-hmm. But you're fired up for it, it sounds like, Julia.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, good luck with that.
Thank you.
You guys have a lot of enthusiasm. I could see where they might have a lot of spirit. And George Lobmeyer joins us. He's over in the corner here. George, welcome to the broadcast. The Sea Perch sounds like a lot of fun. Is that right up your alley?
Well, yeah, it is. My dad actually taught me how to solder this year because when he was younger, around my brother's age, around 7 years old, his dad taught him. And it's just really fun, exciting, a lot. You don't really know what to expect most days.
So how does it work, the Sea Perch Project? Do you have a kit that you order, or do you have to go out and get your individual materials, or what do you do, George?
So every year there's a like soldering kit that you have to order that's like, it's more like a practice kit for you to learn how to solder. And then there's the main Sea Perch kit, which gives you all the materials you need to build the ROV or robot.
That's got to be fun, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And you have some failures once in a while, though, maybe?
Yeah, last year my team, we got to Chicago where we did the regional competition. And when we went into the water, we were able to get to a certain point, and then our up and down motor fell off.
Oh, no.
So, and we were trying our best to get up through the next hoop. We just couldn't make it, and then time ran out, and That's when we realized the motor fell off.
How exciting is that to go to Chicago there and kind of see what the other schools and the other students have? That's got to be fun.
Yeah, it is. Most of the time, you're all like, oh, are we going to be able to beat them in points, or are we just going to have fun and be relaxed through the whole entire thing?
Does the entire class go then to that competition, or is it just a few?
The whole class is actually separated into, I think it's four teams. And this year we're all going to Milwaukee, but we, I think, are all competing at the same time.
What are some other things that you're involved in or you enjoy at St. Mary's School, George?
I'd probably say my favorite thing in the entire school would be computer class and music class. I'm more of a technological musician. And
so do you create your own music then?
1 year I actually was not part of St. Mary's, and I took a music class, and one of the things I had to do was write a song, so I sort of wrote a lullaby.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, that's awesome. You should have made you bring your keyboard and play it for us here today.
Next time, Phil.
Next time, we'll do
next time.
What's the name of the song then?
I just named it Composition for Piano.
Oh, okay. George's Lullaby or something like that.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about the whole week next week then, of all the things?
I'd probably just say everyone coming together and being friends with each other.
That's good. You have some close friends at St. Mary, it sounds like.
Yeah. I've been at St. Mary's for 10 years since 4K, and Linda Ormson and Patty Velasic, I'd say, were my favorite teachers in the entire school.
Wonderful. Do you remember a student that mentored you, George?
My 8th grade buddy was Andrew Nitka.
Oh, okay.
And he was just the best 8th grade buddy I could remember.
Great. So you learned a lot from them, I'm sure. Stacia?
Yeah, I think so. Like I said, they can still remember, you know, remember the students by names. And, you know, we always look forward to that and any other interaction they have. And we're doing a read-aloud day next Wednesday, and there's themed rooms throughout the building. And so we actually have some St. Mary alumni coming back to read to our students. And we'll match up some of the seniors with the fourth graders who are their buddies and the juniors with some third graders. So we're really excited to kind of keep that connection going.
That's great. I know you've had some community people come in and read from time to time too, haven't you?
We have. We like to invite in people from the community. One that I guess is sticking out to me is when Police Chief Billy Jones came in a couple of years ago and did a read aloud, and we turned it into a STEM project. And just, again, a nice way to get our school community together, but also to bring in the outside community who is so supportive to us.
Well, this class has got a special plan for their class trip this year, don't they?
They do. In the past, the classes usually had gone to Chicago or Minneapolis, and they were able to explore a city and get a new experience, which is a really good and important thing. And last year's 8th graders decided to do a mission trip. And so they found the Father Beating Mission Society in Appalachia. So they're kind of in Eastern Kentucky, had a phenomenal experience. I think we came on here and talked about that a little bit. The Mission Center really wanted us to come back. They really enjoyed our students. And so this class, everyone's given a choice. And I think it was just kind of a unanimous decision that they wanted to continue on with this mission work. So they have that planned for April.
What were the choices other than this? Were there some fun things other than this?
Yeah, go explore Chicago, go explore Minneapolis. Yeah. I mean, there was always a learning component, but there was also, you know, a trampoline park and some fun things like that. So what we learned is they have fun at the Mission Center. It's hard work. You know, they're steel toe boots, they're building things, they're making ramps, they're painting, they're just helping out those who need it. I know last year, some of the boys came back really, they had some really good and insightful comments. You know, they dealt with a mom who came in and they had no beds for sons their age. And so for them to kind of see it up close and be able to experience that, it was meaningful. And that's when our kids leave St. Mary's, I always think what I want them to always know is, like, it's not just about us. It's about how we serve others, right? Like, this is what God has brought us to do. And so this mission trip is such a nice culmination, I hope, of their time at St. Mary's, and kind of to cement that in their heads is, we are here to serve others and to help others. And being able to go, it builds their class bond, but it gives them an opportunity to see a different part of the country, different ways of life, and to go into it open and not judge and see all of the wonderful aspects of those communities and just know that we can learn from everybody, but we can serve and help whenever needed.
Yeah, that's an awesome thing. So they perform a lot of tasks too. Again, some things, some skills they might use later in life then too.
Yeah, the last couple of years we've had just a big focus on hands-on learning. You know, there's so much just in the academic world that there's so much value to that. But I think our students are better equipped now to go in and do some of these tasks on the mission because they know how to use drills. They know how to do these things. We offered a woodworking class. Our Deacon Tully came in and for 9 weeks did woodworking with, you know, a group of students who were interested in that. And so we're trying to build in life skills as well. And it's kind of a nice way for it all to come together.
That's amazing. George, when I was your age, I would have picked the trip that had candy and gum and riding roller coasters, you know? So, but it sounds like your class did the mature thing here.
Yeah. I'm actually really excited to go back to Kentucky because my dad works in this program called SkillsUSA, and it used to be in Louisville, Kentucky, so I've been to Kentucky multiple times.
Okay. So you're looking forward to helping out?
Yeah. It sounds actually like it's going to be, there's going to be fun times, and then there's going to be times where we're going to have to work hard to get something done, and stuff like that.
Okay. Juliet, are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, I'm really excited. I've been through Kentucky a little bit, just driving through it. But yeah, I'm really excited to see, you know, like Mrs. Colsett said, the different ways of life. Yeah, I'm really excited.
Probably we'll come back and thinking that you're fortunate, mm-hmm. you know, in how you live and everything, where you mm-hmm. live.
Yeah, of course.
Definitely. And Aubrey, are you looking forward to it as well?
Yes, I'm very excited just to, like, go and help people and, like, get a good experience there. And it's, like, one last, like, big thing that we can do with our class before we go to high school, and then we won't see each other as much. Like, we'll still see some people, but, like, our class just won't be as close as we were. So I'm excited for that.
Sure. Some of you go your separate ways. A lot of you head to the high school, but maybe some others will go to a different school situation. So
yeah.
Hopefully you don't hit your thumbs too many times when you're pounding nails, though. Right?
Yeah.
That could happen. So and when does that trip occur then, Stacia?
That trip will happen in April, like later in April. So hopefully they have decent weather, and we always pray for a safe trip for them. But it'll be a nice experience, I think.
Great. We look forward to hearing about it when they return. We'll have more on the morning show coming up as we lead toward Catholic Schools Week. It's next week, and St. Mary in Richland Center will be celebrating that.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Lynette from the Prescription Center. We want to thank all of our longtime friends who have put their trust in us to manage their family's health. We want to thank our increasing number of new friends who have learned just how special we treat our friends. We do realize you can go anywhere or use mail order. We want you to choose us every day. We know copays are the same for any pharmacy in town. However, we feel we provide a superior value for your dollars. If you find our prices higher, we will match prices for all medications. We check to see if any of your prescriptions have dollar off coupons from the manufacturer. These coupons actually put money back in your pocket. If your current pharmacy does not do this, give us a call. We know your time is valuable. When you call ahead, your prescriptions are ready when you stop. I guarantee you will never wait in our drive-thru. Okay, we do not have a drive-thru. The Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage. Is 2024 your year to buy a house? I can help you with an FHA loan, a VA loan, a USDA loan, a conventional loan, or a first-time homebuyer loan. And if you give me a call and you say you heard my ad on WRCO or WRCE or whatever it is now, I will pay up to $250 towards your appraisal. So give me a call, let your questions be answered, and let's get comfortable and let's build a relationship and let me and my team help you buy a house in 2024. 608-604-5068.
When I say Utter Brothers Creamery in Boscobel, most people think about their ice cream, but it's so much more. You can pick up some pasture-raised, never-given antibiotic and GMO-free beef. Or you can pick up some milk, butter, and cheese. You can find honey, coffee, jams, maple syrup, krauts, And of course, you can let them do the cooking. Check out their wonderful menu of delectable items at Utter Brothers Creamery and Restaurant in Boscobel.
The big snowball dance is almost here. Make it a night to remember with the help of your friendly hometown florist at Added Touch Floral and Gifts on Main Street, 647-2319. Added Touch Floral and Gifts is the place for a custom-designed wrist corsage or boutonniere. Get your order in today. Want to get rid of the winter blahs for your loved one? Brighten up your special someone's day with a beautiful floral arrangement from Added Touch Floral and Gifts, 647-2319.
My therapist had told me that I needed to go to AA meetings, but I wasn't sure whether I wanted to go because I didn't want to be an alcoholic. That was not what I wanted to grow up and be. I didn't want to go to AA, but I did, and it wasn't what I expected by any means. It was friendly. I could feel it. I mean, I could feel the happiness. It's really great.
Visit AA.org for more information and download the Meeting Guide app to find a meeting near you.
If a baby is giggling in the back seat, they're probably happy. If a baby is crying in the back seat, they're probably hungry. But if a baby is sleeping in the back seat, will you remember they're even there? When you're distracted, stressed, or not usually the one who drives them, the chances of forgetting them in the back seat are much higher. It can happen to anyone. Parked cars get hot fast and can be deadly. So get in the habit of checking the back seat when you leave. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
St. Mary's School is our guest here today, at least four representatives of the school. Principal Stacia Kolstad is here, along with Juliet Hall and Aubrey Kolstad, George Laubmeyer, as we anticipate next week. And again, Stacia, it kicks off with a big pancake breakfast on Sunday.
It does, and who does not like a pancake breakfast? Yep, that'll happen right away on Sunday morning with festivities throughout the week. And I always hate to look at the weather forecast before Catholic Schools Week because we're usually guaranteed a polar vortex or a major storm, but it looks like we're upper 30s, and the snow activities we had planned for Thursday, we're looking at contingency plans should there not be good snow on the ground for sledding and other activities, but that's okay.
Right. Yeah. You know, the first 2 days of the week look to be about the same as now. So upper 30s to near 40. But What are the snow activities that you do typically if there is a good snow base?
You know, the students have loved sledding. And again, it's one of those times we have our fifth graders kind of plan to take our preschoolers someplace. We'll mix the classes. A lot of sledding. They've done fort building in the past. I think those are kind of our areas that we were going to focus on this year, just getting them outside. They need fresh air, movement, and to just enjoy the snow. So we'll have, if it doesn't happen next week, I have promised them that hopefully we'll get snow later in February. We can reschedule.
Sure.
Snow.
Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. I know that if someone is interested in St. Mary's School, that you have some registration dates coming up. Could you talk about those for us?
Yes. So in the past, for many years, we always had that open house and registration during Catholic Schools Week. And so some people still might expect that. But we did get feedback it was a little early. And a lot of parents, especially of three-year-olds, aren't necessarily thinking about school quite this early yet. So we'll have that sometime in early March, and I'll make sure that you guys know the dates, and we'll advertise that to families. But if anyone is interested in 3K or 4K or any of our classes, they can always call the school, and we can put them on a mailing list because we'll send out invitations for the open house to anyone that we know a few weeks in advance.
And likewise, if somebody, of all ages, wants to come in and do a tour and see what's going on, you can schedule those too, right?
Absolutely. We love to show our building and our students and what we're doing. And so just a simple phone call or our website is a great way to find information about us.
Being of Catholic faith is not a prerequisite, is it?
It's not. No, we definitely have students that are not Catholic. I say sometimes I don't know which ones are Catholic and which ones aren't because everyone does participate. You know, everyone will still go to Mass and will say the prayers, but they don't have to have the sacraments or any of those things. But we all learn together. They'll take religion class, but it's like anything in school. You're learning about, you know, somebody else's beliefs. And so it's just never been an issue. We all work together.
Let's talk about a typical day. Maybe we'll put Aubrey on the spot here a little bit. Take us through a typical day. What you'd be doing? What are your classes at St. Mary during the day?
Usually in the morning, we have a religion class if we don't go to church on Tuesdays or Thursdays. Then we'll go to math, science, and English. Are usually like the three classes that are usually always in the morning, and like we always have those classes. And then we'll go to like lunch and recess, and then usually in the afternoon we'll have like gym maybe, or like music or something. And then we'll have like literature or history and study hall, and yeah.
Takes you through the day. So what class are you getting out of right now? Science, math?
We'll be getting out of math and going to science class. Well, they're probably already in science class.
Okay. So you're missing that right now.
Yep.
Yeah. So it sounds like a busy day, though. It keeps you going, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's busy.
Sure. And then if you have sports and you have practice after school?
Yeah, I've got practice at 3:30 right after school.
For basketball, then.
Yep.
Good. And when's your next game for that?
Tomorrow.
All right. Well, good luck.
Thank you.
Look forward to seeing that score. What's your favorite class during the day, Juliet?
My favorite class is probably literature, because right now we're reading dystopian novels, and my group is reading Hunger Games.
Okay. Wow. So have you watched the movies?
I've watched part of the movies because my mom and sister are big fans of that series. But yeah, I haven't seen the whole movie because I don't want to spoil it. But
I was going to say, it's probably better that you do the book first.
Then, yeah.
And check that out. So reading is one of your favorite things?
Then? Mm-hmm.
Sure. And you guys certainly have some good reading skills there developed. At Sydney,
oh, yeah.
Don't you? Mm-hmm. Do you get involved in spelling bees, too? You guys been doing that typically?
We have not recently.
No?
I think years ago, the KCs had a spelling bee contest and a math contest. But I don't know if they're still doing those things.
Okay. Yeah, I wondered about that.
Yeah.
So, because they used to. I know that we used to have the winners on there.
Correct.
So,
yes.
Good. And I'm guessing some of these students would be right up there, right?
I think they might. So, even if we implement next year, they will be gone. But those were fun, you know, good competitions.
Want to talk about one of my favorite subjects, George, lunch. What can you tell us about lunch at St. Mary?
Well, at lunch, we go to the undercroft of the church.
Mm-hmm.
Some people, when they were at St. Mary's, might have referred to it as the church basement, but down there we have a garden bar, hot lunch, everyone gets a tray, and they have to have at least 3/4 of a cup of vegetables on their plate.
Okay.
And then you get fruit and more vegetables, probably, if you didn't have enough from the garden bar.
But the students have you have a hand in growing some of the food, don't you?
Yeah, we have, over at the Commons, we have a garden, actually, that we grow our fruits and vegetables at. And over the summer, there's a program that's called that we're the garden gnomes of the garden.
Okay.
And we take care of it, use regenerative agriculture, we compost, things like that.
So you've learned about regenerative agriculture. What have you learned?
I've learned that if you use regenerative agriculture, 9 times out of 10, you will have good crops for that whole year.
Juliet, do you have to go in during the summer and mind your crops?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we meet in the garden. I think it's Tuesdays and Thursdays sometimes. But yeah, after lunch in like the springtime when we can open up our garden again, we have like 2 compost bins. And then once we're done with lunch, whoever is like helping cleaning up, we dump the food into the compost buckets, and then we use that for the garden. And then we just watch all the plants grow and the crops grow too.
That's a good learning experience, isn't
mm-hmm.
it? Sure.
Yeah.
And does it help you maybe eat more vegetables, knowing that you grew them and kind of something that you were involved in, Juliet?
Yeah, it helps a lot. And it cuts down on waste, too. Yeah, it's good.
George, what's your favorite part of the growing process?
I'd probably say picking the vegetables, processing, and then eating them.
Mm-hmm. All of the above.
Yeah.
So when you talk about the Commons, Stacia, that's the old, for those of us who have been around for a while, that's where the nuns used to live, right?
Correct, yes. And I remember when I went to St. Mary's, we would still have a nun as a principal for some of the years that I was there. But ever since then, it's been used for kind of various projects. it's been the place of where the religious education is housed. There's a nice media room in there and a chapel. And upstairs was a lot of storage. And so over the last couple of years, it's been a mission. And actually, a lot of these eighth graders have helped sometimes in the summer going in, cleaning it out, repainting. I had parent volunteers, student volunteers. And so there's two usable kitchens now. There's a large kind of gathering room, which can be used for our youth group. But kind of a cool project we had was a large, really long table. Actually, two tables were made for that space. And we wanted every child in the school to have a hand in it. So some classes were helping, you know, with the cutting and then the assembling. We had the little kids, they were sanding. We had staining. We had, you know, so it was a large project, which was funded by some, you know, generous people at our parish festival. But that's kind of the place that we use to meet. And so we have building kits over there that we were able to get from Home Depot that our older kids will put together with the younger kids. It's kind of just a hands-on learning focus building is what it's become to us. So what do we want of our kids? We want them to be able to use their hands, to be able to know basic cooking things, basic growing processes, being able to follow directions, to put things together, being able to think outside the box, to solve problems, remembering that Jesus is first. We have a chapel over there. And so kind of all of those other life skills are being utilized in that building.
Hands-on for like putting together the tables and all that stuff, that the kids must take pride in what you have there too.
I think so. And just to kind of know what goes into the process of when you are building, it gives you a different appreciation, right? It gives you a different appreciation when you're growing your own food. We try to get all the classes over there a couple times a year to actually cook something, bake something, follow recipes. It makes you think, I think, about things a little bit differently when you have a hand in doing them.
Now, that's not where they make the school lunch, though.
That is not where they make the school lunch. No, they might process some of the fruits and vegetables for that, but then that'll be sent over to the kitchen. And our director, Erin Jelenic, is pretty amazing on helping with the processing, freezing it, canning it, whatever needs to be done. And they also do some really great taste testing. So when you talked about kids eating vegetables, you know, she might prepare spaghetti squash two different ways, then have the kids vote on their favorite way. So how do we introduce our kids to new and healthy options in a fun way where they get to interact in the process?
So they won't turn their nose up at the food then.
You won't believe how many don't. Last year we did a biblical food fair, and there was so many different kinds of food. I mean, anything from barley to locusts, right, to lamb. And I would say 95% of our kids tried everything. There's a little bit of a friendly peer pressure. If you know what, my classmates are doing it too, and everyone's trying it. And so it's just been a good way to expose them to new foods and healthy options.
That's awesome. I needed that when I was growing up there.
Me too.
You have a science fair coming up, Aubrey?
We do have science fair. It's in a couple months. We've been working on that for We've probably been working out since like November for eighth graders at least. We're doing Rube Goldberg's this year.
And so what is that?
Usually all the eighth graders do Rube Goldberg's every year, and it's like a machine, and we have to use all of the simple machines, the eight simple machines. We have to complete two tasks on our board, and we have like a online computer, like something on a computer, a website, yeah. And we use that to...
Yeah, they've used... So they're not only building the Rube Goldberg machine, but where the website came in was during COVID.
Oh.
So these eighth graders had worked so hard on the Rube Goldbergs, we're not going to have a chance to have science fair. I think they canceled it that year. It was right as kind of the world was shutting down. So we added, just in case that would ever happen again, in computer classes, they designed their own websites. So every eighth grader not only has the Rube Goldberg, they have their websites, which shows their progress, their blueprints. They talk about the revisions they have to make through the process. So they're writing a paper about it in English. It's become such a multidisciplinary activity for them, really throughout the whole middle school for their projects. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. How fun is that? So building your own website, that's going to be a great skill to have in life too, isn't it, Aubrey?
Yeah. We work on it during computer class sometimes or during science, and we just add like everything to our website. So it's like a separate presentation, like if something were to happen, but.
Mm-hmm. Then you put things together. So you talked about the process. So you have, you know, I'm trying to think, like batteries, and you have engines and things like that.
You can
physical
do
science,
like whatever. But the like machines that we had, like the eight simple machines, we have to use like a lever, an incline plane, like a wedge, a screw, pulleys in ours. So yeah.
Okay, so that's cool. It's got to be fun to watch some of those things work.
It's very cool to see them like working, and like, it's kind of frustrating sometimes. Like, it's very tricky to get everything to work correctly, but yeah, it's fun.
And that's the best part of the process. You know, we talked about Sea Perch and, you know, all of the revisions they had to make. And now that I'm a parent of a student doing a Rube Goldberg, you see really how much time goes into it. And it's every little simple thing you have to have figured out. But that's the whole point of it. You know, we want a working project, but it's productive struggle. It's having to like work through all of these issues and think about it and say, how could I fix it? Because more so than a Rube Goldberg, like that's the life skill that they're getting out of all of it.
Troubleshooting. Yeah.
Problem solving.
That's a
critical thinking.
A life lesson that we do every day, you know, I think, or we need every day. Have you ever blown anything up, George, at the science fair or not?
I don't think I have. Maybe just some eardrums.
Good answer. That might affect you when you're writing your lullaby, though. So.
Yeah, I remember last year I did a sound experiment with two of my dad's speakers.
Okay.
And
tell us about it.
When he and I went to test, like, do the video for it, we had turned both of the volume dials to noon, or straight up and down.
Sure.
And we played it with the first speaker. Wasn't that loud. We played with the second one. We realized we have a setting change because I played one note on the keyboard and I couldn't hear anything for the next 2 minutes. It was so loud. So then I took all like the specifications of the speakers and the piano, and everything came together.
I see. Good. It was kind of trial and error then, too, wasn't it?
Yeah. Because we had to change that. We had to change that one thing, and then it actually ended up being quieter than the other speaker.
I see. Yeah. Good life lesson. The joke was always turn it up to 11, right? You know, because it doesn't go up that high. But
yeah.
Juliet, anything that you'd like to add about science fair or projects?
Science fair can be very stressful every year. But at the end, it's just so rewarding seeing your project that you made. And you just remember all, like, the frustration and all the hard times and the challenges that, you know, building anything can have. But you have so much more respect for yourself. And you're like, wow, I really can do this. You just have to persevere. But, yeah, it's really rewarding.
So this is kind of a bittersweet time because you're wrapping up your days at St. Mary and you're looking ahead, but it's also kind of an exciting time, isn't
it? Yeah,
it
is exciting. I've had many science fair projects, but I think my Rube Goldberg is going to be by far my favorite.
Yeah, good. Mm-hmm. Is the public invited to come out and look at those, Stacia?
Absolutely. Our science fair is March 7th. It's a Thursday this year, I think from 3:30 to 6. And so absolutely our families come, family members, but really anyone from the public is welcome. There's usually some sort of dinner that's happening in the Undercroft where the Rube Goldbergs were, just kind of a free will offering to give people some food options and a nice time to see the kids, because there's projects from 3K to 8th grade. You know, we get very serious with our middle school and they, you know, really dive into it. But, you know, those 4Kers will tell you about buoyancy, and the second graders might tell you about the different biomes. And so it's a fun way for them to all take a lot of ownership in their learning and share that.
Yeah. When I was that age, I was working on my bunny loops for my shoes, you know? I mean,
that is important too.
Bunny ears. Oh, that's awesome. Are you still doing the fish fries?
Yeah, the KCs have taken over the fish fries. I believe the first one is the first Friday in Lent, which I think would be the 16th. So they're great about advertising that. And usually there's some cute ads made by students for that on WRCO. And we're looking forward to the drive-through format has been fantastic. And they still have that magical touch to get that fish to turn out. And it's wonderful.
You bet. And well attended. Well, we're going to put your students on the spot. You brought in a good group of them today, but I know it's a long ways off. Have you thought about maybe a career someday, George? Something that you'd like to be involved in?
I'm actually thinking of working with my dad at his computer business. It's Nowhere LLC. We actually run it out of our house, and we have clients probably everywhere from the north of the state to the east of the state, some even here in Richland Center. But yeah, that's what I'm thinking of doing.
Good. Well, maybe you're looking for a summer job. I need an IT person, so we'll be calling you maybe.
Okay.
Juliet?
I've always wanted to be like many careers throughout my life, but this year we did a computer project on what we wanted to be, and I really thought about it, and I want to be a social media correspondent for either the NFL or the MLB.
My goodness.
Which yeah. means like I'm doing interviews with players and coaches and like filming highlights too.
I could see that, yeah. Because we see that now they have sideline reporters for both teams mm-hmm. usually.
Yeah.
So ample opportunities for mm-hmm. you. Great. What about you, Aubrey?
I would like to do something in like the medical field, like a nurse maybe, or a physical therapist. I'm not really sure exactly what, but something like that.
Well, you're well on your way with your basis there from St. Mary's School. Anything else you'd like to add today, Stacia?
No, just thank you for having us. It's always such a wonderful time to come in here and to be able to share, you know, many of the things that we're doing in our school, because we're definitely proud of our students, and I have such an amazing staff there and just the support of the families. So it's been a special place, and I thank you for letting us showcase that.
Yeah, no problem. Good luck, and I'll keep trying to read good forecasts for next week.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So you can stay in school all week.
It's the week they all want to be there, 5 days.
Yeah, Catholic Schools Week. And listen for some announcements. As mentioned, Bo had a chance to catch up with some of the youngsters, and they'll be starting to air next week here. So, great. Thanks for coming in today.
Thanks,
Bill. Thank you.
We'll let you get back to math class or science or whatever it is. So, George Lobmeyer, Juliet Hall, Aubrey Kolstad, and Stacia Kolstad here on today's morning show.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
Attention fishing enthusiasts and families. Mark your calendars for the Highland Lions Club annual Dean Olson Memorial Fishery. Join them on Saturday, January 27th at Black Hawk Lake Recreation Area, 2025 County Road BH, Highland. Gates open at 5 a.m. The day is packed with excitement, adult fishing contest, kids learn to ice fish, bake sale, euchre tournament, meat paddles, live auction, and more. Plus, indulge your taste buds with concessions and warm up by the heated pavilion. The fun starts at 9 a.m. and the action continues all day. Raffle tickets are available from members and local businesses. For updates, check out the Highland Lions Facebook page. Highland Lions Club, where community, fun, and fishing come together. All events subject to change, so stay tuned for an unforgettable day of ice fishing and family fun.
Hillsborough Equipment sells outdoor power equipment, services outdoor power equipment, and takes care of the people who depend on their outdoor power equipment. With an 11,000 square foot shop, over $1 million in parts, and multiple trained technicians, Hillsborough Equipment will get you tuned up and ready to go. From the combines in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard, they service it all, any make, any model. See the service experts at Hillsborough Equipment or call 489-2275.
The Avoca and Rural Fire Department invite you to spend some time on the ice at the 44th Annual Fishery, Saturday, February 10th, featuring a euchre tournament at noon, meat paddles, a huge raffle, and a large live auction. It's a special day benefiting the Avoca Fire Department. Fishery participants may register starting at 6 a.m. A food stand will be open all day. The grand prize, $3,000 cash prize. Other contributing sponsors include Whiskey Row, the Don Meese Family, and the Honor Company. Avoca and Rural Fire Department look forward to seeing you on Saturday, February 10th in Avoca.
No one ever plans to give the wrong gift. It's just that finding the right gift can be very hard. The key to finding the right gift is finding the right place to shop. Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Added Touch has so much more than fresh flowers. They have over 15 flavors of wine. From Eagle's Landing to Three Lakes, there's nothing better than to treat your special person than to flowers, candy bouquets, and wine from Added Touch Floral and Gifts. Your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or on the web at addedtouchfloral.com.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service.